After a 40-year career with the agency, Willie Mae finds himself confirmed by the Senate as director of the National Institute of Standards and Technology. He'd been serving as acting director for nearly a year. Mae discussed his plans for the agency with Emily Kopp.
Now I have the job officially, but as you said, I've been doing it unofficially for some time. Officially, unofficially for about the last year, but really about the last 2 years prior to now.
Being confirmed by the Senate, does that let you do anything more than you would have been doing as acting? Were you perhaps more hesitant in the past and now you are more empowered?
Not really. Maybe I should have been more hesitant, but I was not. Being confirmed by the Senate pretty much means that I'm officially now a part of this administration and that I resign at the end of the administration. But as far as empowerment, I've been in the role of deputy director essentially since 2011. So many of the policies that were established here in NIST, I was a part of. So it's been rather smooth, and there's no discontinuity moving from being acting director to director in reality.
I want to ask a little bit about your background. I mean, this is the capstone of more than four decades at one agency, really a singular achievement. Tell me how you joined and why you joined the agency and if you ever envisioned yourself in this role.
Not in my wildest dreams, but I can say that I've truly enjoyed my time here at NIST. I cannot remember a day that I woke up saying, dog, I forgot to go to work. I've truly enjoyed it. And every job that I've had at NIST, I was convinced when I was in that job that I'd be happy doing that for the rest of my life. And the reason for that is every job that I've had, I've been able to discern what I needed to do to fulfill the requirements of that job, then squirrel away a little bit of time to do things that I wanted to do that allowed me to make every job I've had truly my job and not just doing the job. I actually started at NIST as a bench scientist and have worked at every level in the agency now, from a bench scientist to project leader, group leader, division chief. And to put division chief in perspective, there are roughly 40 technical divisions at NIST. Then laboratory director, there are 7 laboratory directors at NIST. And then in 2011, I became associate director for laboratory programs, which means that all of the technical work reported to me. And then from the ADLP to now the acting director and now director.
That must give you so much of an advantage over other directors who are coming in. Maybe they've been an agency for a short while or they're brand new. You know every step of it.
I would like to think it's an advantage. You could see where it could be a disadvantage also. But I will say it's been an advantage to me. And it also means I love this agency, and I'm going to do whatever I have to do to make it successful.
Most of the past directors of NIST have not had your exact background. They've been physicists. You're a chemist. Why has that been, first of all, and how do you take a different approach than they have to the role?
Well, I don't know that I take a different approach. I've been here so much, I've become indoctrinated. But if you look at the initial mission for NIST, NIST was established to be the custodian of our national standards and disseminate those, determine physical constants and properties of materials. It was a physical measurement organization, and just historically, not by law, but historically, the directors had been physicists. Our first chemist was Dr. John Lyons, who was director from 1990 to 1993. He was a chemist. He, I guess, became NIST director moving from our building and fire research program, although so he wasn't working as a chemist even then. I guess I am the second director of NIST that has a chemistry background.
What drew you to the agency in the first place?
I was working at the Oak Ridge Gaseous Diffusion Plant. Opportunities for advancement were limited, and I wanted another start. My undergraduate roommate's brother worked here. My mother's brother and sister both lived in the area. So those things came together, and I came here for what at that time was a one-year assignment.
Well, and we know how that's gone.
I call Potomac fever.
Kind that you stay in and not run away from.
Right.
How has the agency changed since then?
The name has changed first. We were the National Bureau of Standards. We were primarily a scientific measurement and standards institution. In 1988, we went from being the National Bureau of Standards to the National Institute of Standards and Technology. In addition to have that laboratory-based program, we acquired 3 other programs. One was something called the Advanced Technology Program, where the government essentially acted as a venture capitalist to encourage industry to take risk and develop high risk but potentially high payoff new technologies and take them to the marketplace. We had something called the Malcolm Baldrige Quality Program. This is now the Baldrige Performance Excellence Program that looked at sort of the metrics of performance excellence and conferred presidential awards in a number of areas related to performance excellence and quality. And we established a manufacturing extension partnership that now has 60 manufacturing extension centers around the United States, one in each state, that works with small and mid-sized manufacturing companies, organizations in each state, and strengthens the supply chain.
Today, if you look at NIST, some of your biggest priorities are to continue with that manufacturing initiative you mentioned, also to be a leader in cybersecurity, but you've got a small team there. I'm just wondering what sort of skills you look for in your employees to make the most of what they can do and also work with the private sector.
Working with the private sector is essentially part of our DNA. That's just something that we do. And I think we look for some of the smartest people that we can get. Typically, our employees become lifers. People who come to work in an organization where they're not looking for a job, but they're looking for a career. And you pretty much get indoctrinated. Most of our scientists spend a career here. We have always the generation before who are there to sort of orientate, if not indoctrinate, the new staff into doing things the NIST way.
What's the NIST way?
Customer service, first of all. We recognize that we have a mission to perform, and that is to deliver the world's best measurement standards and technology to our industry to make them more competitive in a global marketplace, but to also improve the quality of life for all of our citizens.
We're speaking with Willie May. He is the newly confirmed Undersecretary of Commerce for Standards and Technology and Director of NIST. So just over a year left in the Obama administration. What are your priorities for these remaining months?
My priority is to deliver on our primary program areas, that is advanced communications, advanced manufacturing, advanced materials, cyber physical systems, or the Internet of Things, cybersecurity you already mentioned, disaster resilience, forensic science, healthcare, and quantum science. We have signature programs in those areas. We have gotten increased resources during this administration in all those areas. So to make good on those promises that we made to the American people and also to improve the operational excellence of our internal operations, to improve the way we hire people, the way we acquire the goods and services we need to do our job. Each year we get about 20% of our resources from services that we provide to other government agencies on a cost reimbursable basis, improve the efficiency with which we process those agreements.
I'm not going to presume to know what's next for you in your career, but you've been at NIST for so long. You've got these few more months, a little bit over a year, as the leader of the agency. How do you want to leave it at the end of that? What do you think is best for the organization?
I am resolved to leave the agency in a better state than I found it. We are well on our way to delivering on our big programmatic areas. To improve the efficiency of our internal operations is what I am most focused on over the next 85 plus weeks.
A specific question on that, you said that most of your employees are lifers. Are you getting enough younger people interested in NIST? And if so, what's your secret? Because a lot of federal agencies are struggling with that.
Fortunately, we have not had a major problem to date hiring and retaining people. That doesn't mean that will continue, however. But the secret sauce that we have is we have a formal postdoctoral research program that brings each year, let's say, 60 to 100 new young faces, young minds, eager, brilliant, to NIST, and they spend 2 years here initially on that assignment. Often they are renewed for another 2 years, so we sort of have the courtship, the engagement, and usually depending on, obviously, since we don't have a lot of people leaving, we don't have a lot of slots, but we typically keep one out of four of those. So we constantly have an infusion of new talent, new energy through this postdoc program. And in most of our technical areas, the majority of our new hires come via that postdoc program.